Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
9:43, 17 till 10. The rain has arrived in the city, and it's going to rain for today and tomorrow and into Saturday morning is what they're saying. And neutral ground parking has been approved, if I read the text correctly. Ollie Cosell joins us now, a credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. How you doing, Ollie?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm staying dry, so that's the best part so far about today.
Ollie.
Yes, I know. It's tough to talk about him.
Yeah, it is. You know, somebody told me a long time ago that Zion Williamson, for whatever reason, that before he was drafted, this person told them that he didn't have the body that would withstand an NFL season just because of the way he was put together, this, that, the other thing. I don't remember the specifics, but man, every time something like this happens, I got to go back to that. This man is having a hard time staying on the court. Weight aside, age aside, tell me what about his latest injury. We're talking about Zion Williamson, for those of you that don't know, is injured again.
Yeah, he sustained a grade 1 abductor injury. So he's going to be out for a minimum of 3 weeks. He'll be evaluated after that time frame is up. And typically that injury takes about 3 to 6 weeks to heal. It's another injury. Soft tissue injury for a guy that you just mentioned. There was questions, right, about his durability, especially over an 82-game schedule, and it's showing, right? He came into the season as healthy and as fit as I think we've ever seen him, and he still can't avoid the injury bug because, remember, he's already had other issues this season as well.
He's only played 10 out of 22 games, right?
Mm-hmm. And over his career, Tommy, he's missed 55 to 56% of his games.
So he's missed more than he's played.
Games ever, more than half, exactly.
Wow. So what is the likelihood, I don't know, that the Pelicans move him before the trade deadline, or is anybody interested in him? If you and I are sitting here saying that maybe he doesn't have the body that's built, and look, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying what people say, that he doesn't have the body to last for an NBA season. Who would be interested in him?
Yeah, so I know there was interest in him over the summer, despite coming off of just playing, about 30 games last season. And the reason teams will speculate on somebody like him is simply because he represents the best chance to potentially, right, grab a generational talent. You either grab him usually through the draft, or you get lucky through a trade because you're a preeminent destination like Los Angeles was when they landed Luka Doncic in last year's trade. But if you're none of those, then your best bet is to basically do a reclamation project. So if you're a team on the outside looking at the Pelicans, who seemingly every year are injured up and down their roster, you've got to think that perhaps they're not doing the right thing. So maybe if we brought Zion to our place and we have a good history with injury luck, then maybe we can turn his entire career around. So
see,
that's why I think a team would take a chance on him.
And that's the question right there, because it's like, okay, he's missed more games than he's played in. What are you going to do differently to see that he plays in at least as many games as he misses? That would be an improvement right there, right? If you just played in half of them, that would be an improvement. And certainly you would aspire to more than that. So that would then mean that the Pelicans aren't doing something that they could or should be doing from a training aspect, right? And it would seem to me as though they got the best that they can get, and that, you know, all eyes of the NBA are on them, and if they were doing something glaringly wrong, this would have come forward, right?
No, see, I agree with you there, absolutely. I think the technology, the staff, yes, that is all up to date. The one thing I think that perhaps other teams may think is, say, for instance, you're a Miami Heat with mm-hmm. Pat Riley. Everybody you bring through that door, they have a full understanding that they're going to give their best at all times. So that means not only are you training hard, you're also eating correctly. You're checking every box. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if the Pelicans have ever been able, honestly, to do that with Zion, right? I mean, just think about last season. He was suspended for a game because he showed up late to a team flight. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that's definitely not the first time it's happened with him. So when you hear stories like that, like I said, if you're Miami Heat and you think, well, he does that over there, we obviously wouldn't let him do that here, but what about other things, right? So again, it's just talent is so hard to find. Teams are willing to take a chance. We've seen it happen before in the NBA. That's why, I wouldn't do it personally, right? But it seems like somebody would. That's usually the case.
Tell me about some bright spots.
So obviously it's the rookies, right? Mm-hmm. It looks like Troy Weaver, Joe Dumars nailed the draft. Jeremiah Fears drafted 7th. Derek Queen in that trade up to get him at 13. So far, they're two of the 5 best rookies. If you look at the latest NBA ladder, they're right up there in the top 5. And you look at their production, and you also...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
To see these glimpses of potential star potential out of them, you can see why the Pelicans are so high on them, because they could be a tandem you could build around for in the future, right? They're two dominant offensive hubs who one has incredible passing vision in Derek Queen. The other can get by anybody at any time with his dribble in Jeremiah Fears. So they seem like the type of players that will have a lot of success in this new NBA, right? This up and down, super fast style of game.
You mentioned Jeremiah Fears. I know the Clippers parted ways with Chris Paul. Would the Pelicans have any interest in him to give him any minutes at all to take away from the minutes that Fears is getting?
I don't think so, honestly, Tommy. They would have to promise Chris Paul minutes, and with DeJounte Murray slated to come back next month, you've got still Jose Alvarado. Mm-hmm. I just don't see it happening for a team that's, 3 wins, 19 losses, yeah. And you've already got DeAndre Jordan, right, a veteran, and Kevon Looney, right? So you've already got several positions allotted for veterans. It just doesn't make sense to add another.
So the worst record in the NBA, how do you turn this around? Can it be turned around? And what would a turnaround look like?
You know, I honestly believe, first of all, if you look at the numbers since James Borrego took over, yes, he's got 1 win, 9 losses, pretty much the same pace as Willie Green. But the team is playing better. They're not getting blown out. Suddenly they're kind of developing an identity, right? Mm-hmm. They've been in a number of close games, and you see it. Much better rebounding team, much better at pushing the break, right? Since James Borrego took over, they're the 6th fastest team. They were one of the slowest under Willie Green. So they're playing kind of the style that we've been told for the last few years that they should play to. That's why you have hope. Now it's just a matter of fact of finishing off games. And from what I understand, the Pelicans have had just four practices since Borrego's took over, and there's a lot of things he wants to install. So, for instance, after yesterday's practice, I found out that during practice, they watch a long film session going over detailing, you know, every mistake, every which way that they should have done something better. But more importantly, they're worked of end-of-game possessions. So whether you're up 2 points, whether it's tied, what to do, because these guys haven't done it, honestly, yet this year. So that's going to be important to get them at least in those systems, something they trust. And they're going to have that window coming up, 3 games in the next 5 days, but after that, just 2 games in the next 9 days. So I expect after that period, Tommy, I think we're going to see a better team that's not going to be losing just about every game.
When it comes to Zion, could he be confusing hurt and injury?
Yeah,
when you say soft tissue, that's what makes me wonder that. But go ahead.
Right. No, I think what bothers people is the fact that he probably did something. We don't know for sure. We've asked Borrego because we haven't gotten true details yet. But it seems like he got injured in his last game he played in, right? Mm-hmm. Saturday against the Warriors. Problem is, he didn't show up on the injury report till right before that game on Tuesday, right? So the fact of the matter is, what happened during those several days? It seems like he probably sustains a nick or a bruise or some kind of, you know, jolt to his body, doesn't think anything of it. Then he shows up, they do run some tests and discover he's got an actual injury, because this has happened in the past. So to me, I think it's real injuries. He just doesn't see it as such initially, and that's part of the problem. That's why some fans are upset, right? That part's got to get cleared up.
And he's out for how long as it stands now?
It's going to be at least 3 weeks. I think he's going to be more likely out closer to the 6 week mark. 5 to 6, if I had to guess.
So that's going to put us into 2026.
Right.
Yep. All right, Ollie, thank you. Any final thoughts?
No, just keep watching the rookies. And I'll tell you what, they're playing at least a more exciting brand of basketball, right? They're in every game. They're running up and down. And you can see what the future is, right, in these young kids that are playing now.
A little bit of improvement is all we're looking for. Thank you, sir. Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. 9:53, 7 till 10. We'll find out what Newell's got planned when we come back here on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.